over the fence. We're gonna rock this town, break barriers down, gonna get our voices heard. Rocking all over the fence. Rocking all over the fence. We're gonna rock this town, break barriers down, gonna get our voices heard. Rocking all over.
Welcome to Rocking All Over the Fens, a regular radio programme on National Roaming Radio, produced by gypsies and travellers living in the Cambridgeshire Fens.
And we're your presenters, Geraldine Cunningham and Nathan White.
Now for your news update with Diddler.
Earlier this week, police raided gypsy sites across the east of England as part of Operation Arctic, targeting criminals involving ram-raiding rural post offices. Five men have been arrested as part of the operation. Later in the programme, we ask if the operation has been a disaster for community relations as traveller sites are portrayed as criminal ghettos in the media. This week, councillors in the Cotswold town of Stow-on-Wold are debating whether to enforce an injunction on the ancient gypsy horse fair in town. The fair has been going for hundreds of years and is the largest event of its kind in southern England. The Gypsy Council have condemned the attempt to ban the fair as a racist attempt to erase an ancient part of British culture. Later this month, the Office of Deputy Prime Minister will be issuing a new planning circular, which will hopefully force local councils to identify land that travellers can buy for their own sites. The new circular is likely to cause controversy and is part of the government's new attempt, through its new Gypsy and Traveller unit, to resolve the often heated conflicts over Gypsy sites. Now for the Gypsy Press. In Travellers Times, issue 24, summer 2005. In this issue, a gypsy writes an open letter to the Sun editor, while Nottinghamshire probation officer and gypsy Anne Emsley explains why Radio 2 scares her. In the wake of the VE celebrations, we remember the forgotten war heroes and in glorious colour feature all the fashions of the fair at Stow. Also, as Traveller Times launches its Safer Sites campaign, gypsy journalist Jake Bowers talks to travellers trying to defend their civil liberties. And as the actor Corin Redgrave recovers after speaking out after another traveller eviction, comedian Boothby Graffo admits his gypsy joke wasn't funny. Now for events happening in your area. From the 12th to the 23rd of September, at the Castle in Wisbeach, is the Something From Nothing project. This features reminiscence of traveller and gypsy culture and way of life from days gone by. Also, starting on the 3rd of October, Tuesdays and Wednesdays, for 15 weeks, a free driver theory, basic skills and beginners IT training at Parson Drove Community Centre near Wisbeach. Limited places are available. Please contact CRED's Traveller Team on 01 223 508700. For more details. Later in the show, raids on local sites following the recent events that took place in Wisbeach. We'll discuss the subject with local residents to find out what their views and thoughts are on the subject and interview the man in charge, George Barr. We also ask, what exactly do gypsies and travellers contribute to our society? And look at the Cambridgeshire Team for Travel Education's new racist bullying CD. We also got gypsy poetry and music from different generations, with music by Jolene Cunningham and some poetry from Romany poet Kathleen Cunningham. Finally, as Black History Month approaches, we ask why gypsies' history is often overlooked in museums. Meet Romany Museum founder Frank Brazil.
The Gabbers, love them or hate them. See what you think after this.
Born in the middle of the afternoon in a horse-drawn carriage down the old defile. The big 12-wheeler shook me bed. You can't stay here, the policeman said. You'd better get born in someplace else. Move along, get along and move along and get along and go. Move shift.
I was going down the road one day. I'd eight gorger mushers wanting to fight me because I'm a travelling man. I puggered all the gorger mushers. The gabbers have come, grabbed hold of me, kicked the hell out of me, dragged me down the cells and locked me up for protecting myself. And all the gorger mushers have walked off.
Move along, get along, move along, get along and go, move shift.
Nowhere in this world would I report anything. I'd rather get our own family to sort it out. Because police will never do anything like that for us. I guarantee you now, if I went up to police station and said, excuse me, please go and do something about them, they wouldn't even bother picking up a bloody phone. And it's not because they don't believe in what I'm saying, it's because who I am. Move along, get along, move along, get along and go, move shift. Never got pulled once. And I'm driving around in a big day car here, right? Gets in a transit van with a roof rack and stick on, you know, magnet stickers. Stop 3 times in a week. They're supposed to be there to help us, supposed to be there to do good for us, and all I've ever had is a load of heartache off them. Move along, get along and move along and get along
and go, move shift. Police that I know that comes into my side, that I know personally, and they'll shake my hand like they would of anybody else and go about their business. No, they're not all the same. You will get others that will come and they just look at you if you've got two heads, if you've just landed down our space or somewhere. There's good and bad within everyone.
In October 2003, the villagers of Firle in East Sussex burnt a caravan filled with pictures of gypsy children while shouting, "Burn the pikies, burn the pikies." The 12 people who organised this were arrested, and travellers across Britain hoped the racism they experienced every day might finally be punished. The case became a symbol of the racism gypsies and travellers have always experienced. But in July 2004, almost a year after the event, it was decided that nobody would be charged, and we were all disappointed. The authorities said the charges were dropped because of a lack of evidence, but most gypsies and travellers thought the decision would have been totally different if the pictures were of black children. To many within our community, the police had let us down again. But if the case confirms one thing, it also hides another, and that is, although we are still let down by the police every day across Britain when they search our vehicles when we travel and our homes when we've done nothing wrong, like us, they are not all the same. They say they are interested in what we've got to say. Here in Cambridgeshire, home to the biggest concentration of traveller sites in the country, the police say they've changed. They say they now want to protect us from the racism all of us experience. My name is Jake Bowers, and I'm Britain's only Romani journalist. I'll be looking at how we see the police, and what gypsies and travellers across Britain are doing to take them up on that offer. After 500 years of being persecuted and harassed, could it really be time to give them a chance? Right, I'm standing outside Derbyshire Police Headquarters in Ripley, speaking to Siobhan Spencer. Siobhan, is there any such thing as a cushy masker?
Well, I think we've got one working with us today. I mean, John Coxhead's been coming to our group meetings, and he actually approached us and he said there was lots of problems with his young police that were coming in for training. John recognised that you need to go to the community, and we thought, well, you know, you've got to do that. And I mean, it hasn't been easy to do, but it's something that you've got to do. You know, you've got to take people as you find them. And it's like, people very often will put a label, won't they, on gypsy people, travelling people, and say, oh, it's all them people over there. In a way, I suppose we can do that with muskers, gavers, whatever you want to call them. And we shouldn't do that, really. We should take people on an individual basis. And if these people's coming towards you and they're opening the hand of friendship, we've got to try and do the same.
In Derbyshire, at least, gypsies and travellers are getting over 500 years of hostility to improve relations. But could it happen where you live? Everybody has agreed there's a lot of work to do. In March 2004, I interviewed young travellers across the county of Cambridgeshire as part of a survey about their lives and experiences. One of the things I asked them was about the way they saw the police, and if they would report it when people had been racist towards them. What I found didn't surprise me, and that is that most travellers' experience with the police has only ever been when they are taking action against travellers. Many travellers said the only time they ever saw the police was when they came onto sites looking for stolen goods. Though some young people did have good experiences with the police, these were rare. 68% of them said they had experienced racism or prejudice because they were a traveller. For many, this had been within the school system, though others reported being physically assaulted, having their trailers stoned, or being spat on in public. But not a single person said they had reported an experience of racism to the police. It would be worthless reporting a crime, one boy told me. They would just side with the Gorgias. When I asked them what they would do about racism, many just said, I'd beat them up. So I've come to interview a man who says that isn't the way to deal with racism. He says it's the police's job to deal with racists.
My name's Simon Edens. I'm the Chief Superintendent here in Huntingdon Police Station, responsible as Divisional Commander for Central Division in Cambridgeshire. In my experience, and I've been a police officer for over 23 years, relations with the traveller community, gypsy community, is at an all-time high, really. That doesn't mean it's very high. It just means that compared to where we are, we're much further on. I mean, the reason I'm speaking to you today, Jake, is because I read your report you did about the experience of particularly young people in the traveller community about their experience of hate crime. And actually, as a professional police officer who takes pride in the work that I do and the work my staff do, it horrified me. It horrified me that so many young people are being victimised and yet they don't have the confidence to come forward. Now, I'm determined to change that. And I think if we look around, my colleagues throughout the service, throughout the police service in England and Wales and beyond, are actually taking great strides to change that. Now, that doesn't mean that we're always going to get it right, because if we look in the past, we've got it wrong. Sometimes we've got it wrong badly. But actually, I think the balance is starting to shift now, and we're getting it right more and more often. And hopefully, young travellers and their families will have that experience and will therefore encourage others to come forward when they're the victims of crime.
68% of young travellers had experienced racist acts, but then when I asked would they report it, 100% of them said no. Why do you think that might be?
I mean, if someone has a bad experience of anyone who provides a service, then they may not necessarily want to come back to them, even when there's nowhere else to turn. What I want to see is everyone that we police experiencing the police in a really positive way. We're not the police for the majority. We're everyone's police. We're the police for the gypsy community as well as for everybody else. I think another reason, perhaps, is that some people may not experience it as racist crime. There is no doubt it is racist crime. Now, I think the responsibility sits on us, on the police service, to actually put out material that lets people know if you've been called an abusive name because you're a traveller, you've been subject to a racist offence. We want to know about it and we want to do something to actually make a difference, both to solve that crime and to stop it happening again.
When I spoke to those people and I said, would you report it? And they said no. I said, well, why not? And their response was, well, the police would just pick it up and throw it in the bin. What would you say to overcome that cynicism?
Well, what I can say, first of all, is that we treat this sort of offending seriously. When someone is the victim of a crime because of the colour of their skin or because of the community they're from, then it's not just that individual that's been the victim, it's the whole community.